Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Florian. I am Jeff Prusteman, the vice leader of the team of specialists. In fact, as described here in this first slide. Marianne Schellhaus, not here today, although Marianne is taking the lion's share of the work from especially the perspective of the European Outlook Study. And in the in the coming years, the EFSOS 3, which Paolo Camin, who also apparently has stepped out, is also Paolo Camin from Switzerland is also involved in the other deputy in the team. We have on the team, of course, as it says, 59 members from 25 different countries. Very good participation, I think, in this team of specialists. And in the most recent year, we did have a team meeting in Brussels last year. I guess it says 2016. I think we meant 2015 here, hosted by the European Panel Federation. So we did have several activities last year. Right now, the team is working on drafting the EFSOS 3 proposal. That's still work in progress. There is discussion across the various leadership in the team on how the EFSOS and NAFSOS will be coordinated, and including the Russian Federation in this effort in the next round in 2018. We have been sharing some preliminary results. So this means that I have been working with a colleague in the United States to run a global model. It's actually the Global Forest Products model. And it's been somewhat altered to provide more detail about the United States, not more detail about Canada, the other North American component of the North American Forest Sector Outlook Study. And we have received input from the various member states to improve the initial conditions of the global market modeling that is the product of the Global Forest Products model. So this could provide a context for all outlook studies produced for 2018, but it certainly will provide the context, the global context for the North American outlook study. And we continue to work on that model right now, even as I speak. There was also a presentation by the team leader to the forest on forest policy, to the team of specialists on forest policy last October. In the coming year, this is our plan. Finalize the EFSOS proposal, get some funds to carry out the work, especially for the EFSOS. I will say with some confidence that the North American Outlook Study is fully funded. We're still working on obtaining more participation by our Canadian counterparts. And that will continue this year, 2016, and into next year. We plan on working with the Russian delegation to work to organize a workshop. And Florian just mentioned that. And that's the title, How to Harmonize Scenarios. So we want to make these as consistent as possible across the various subregions of the EC. And of course, I will still work on updating the global market model. And then some of you might know that I've also been involved in the Resource Planning Act assessments of the U.S. Forest Service. I am the markets and trade specialist in the RPA assessment. And one of my jobs is to help develop the socioeconomic scenarios, or put it another way, the reference scenarios for the RPA. And through this process of developing these scenarios, I think I'm gaining some insights, and I can provide feedback to the Outlook team on how we could establish some coordinated reference scenarios for all the ECE studies, Outlook studies. And of course, as always, we're seeking further collaboration with other teams. So the main point of attention, of course, is the funding, and that is anything that we're welcome for input. We're welcome to receive. We're welcoming input from the rest of the working party on how that can occur. And that concludes my presentation. So thank you.